The Jack Benny Program.
Quality of product is essential to continuing success. Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw. LSMFT. LSMFT. LSMFT.
You bet.
And how? Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw.
Sold American.
Independent tobacco experts present at the tobacco auctions can see the makers of Lucky Strike consistently select and buy the finer, the lighter, the naturally milder Lucky Strike tobacco.
This fine Lucky Strike tobacco means real deep-down smoking enjoyment for you. So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike.
Lucky Strike Program starring Jack Benny with Barry Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Larry Stevens, and yours truly, Don Wilson. And now, ladies and gentlemen, as you all know, last Tuesday was DE Day. But as President Truman said, we still have a problem, and here he is, Jack Benny.
Thank you, thank you. Hello again, this is Jack Benny talking, and Don, the President didn't mean me, he meant Japan. Japan, that little body of land surrounded by mimics. But getting back to VE Day, this certainly has been an historic week, hasn't it, Don?
Oh, it certainly has, and Jack, when you were overseas, I'll bet you had no idea the Germans would surrender when they did.
Would you mind repeating that, Don?
I said when you were overseas, I'll bet you had no idea the Germans would surrender when they did.
Don, are you kidding?
What?
Look, now that it can be told, let me tell you something.
Now, wait a minute, Jack. You're not going to tell me that you planned the invasion.
Oh, you know. And we try to keep it a secret.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Jack. You only went overseas to entertain the boys.
You fell for that, too, huh?
I didn't fall for anything. If you didn't go overseas to entertain the boys, why did you go?
Don, when Churchill comes over here and hands you a note from Eisenhower, you can't say no. So let's not... Oh, hello, Mary.
Hello, Jack. Hello, Don. Hi, everybody.
Hey, you're pretty happy tonight. Pretty happy tonight, aren't you, Mary?
Well, why shouldn't I be? Even though we still have work to do, at least the fighting in Europe is over.
That's right.
And, Mary, you want to know something? Jack's taking credit for the whole thing.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Jack, what do you know about military affairs?
Listen, sister, I was in the Navy during the last war, and if I must say so myself, I was a darn good sailor.
Some sailor. That was 27 years ago, and you still haven't got your 85 points.
Mary, don't be funny. I helped make naval history.
Oh, sure, sure.
Sure.
The first day you joined, you got on a boat, tried to salute an officer, stuck your thumb in your eye, couldn't see where you're going, stepped off the side of the ship.
Mary.
Your suspenders caught on a nail, and if they hadn't stuck a paintbrush in your hand, you'd have been non-essential.
All right, all right. Anyway, Don was talking about what I did in this war.
That's right, Mary. And Jack claims that he went overseas because Eisenhower sent for him.
Eisenhower sent for you?
Well,
not only that, Mary. Jack said Churchill came over here and handed him the note.
Churchill handed you a... Jack, Benny, if you weren't wearing glasses, I'd punch you right in the nose. Oh, put them back on and stop showing off.
I'm sorry, Mary, but it's little things like that that bring out the Errol Flynn in me. So watch it, kid.
Well, it's your own fault for making up things that aren't true. Churchill handing you a note.
I didn't say he actually handed me the note. He came over to my house. I wasn't home, so he walked around to the back porch and stuck it in a milk bottle. So naturally, I... Come in.
Mr. Benny?
Yes.
You may not remember me after all these years, but I was in the Navy at the same time you were.
At Great Lakes?
Yes, sir. The name's Flanagan.
Oh, Flanagan?
Seaman third class.
Oh. Flanagan, why don't you sit down, and after the show we'll have a bite and talk over old times.
Yes, sir. Hey, Benny, remember the first day you joined the Navy? You got on a ship, saluted an officer, stuck your thumb in your
mouth. They know about that. They know about it.
I'll never forget you hanging there by your suspenders. They called you Benny the Human Yo-Yo.
Look, Flanagan.
Remember the time you had a watch tattooed on your wrist so you wouldn't have to buy one?
Never mind.
Then you tried to get your money back because it wouldn't run?
Flanagan, never mind my tattoo. Now go sit down.
Yes, sir. Those were the days.
Now, where was I?
On the back porch with a milk bottle.
Oh, yeah. So I read the note from Eisenhower, packed as fast as I could, grabbed the first plane, and when I arrived overseas, who do you think I met?
The milkman. He read the note first.
Well, if you're not going to believe anything I say, there's no use letting you in.
Hello, Mr. Benny. What are you mad about?
Oh, nothing, Larry. It's just that I've been telling Mary and Don about my military accomplishments, and they don't believe me.
Oh. Well, why don't you tell to me, Mr. Benny? I'll believe you.
You will, kid?
Sure. It's in my contract.
Oh, yes. Well, come here, kid. You see, Larry, when I was overseas, I perfected a new system for dive bombing.
You did?
Yes, and to demonstrate my system, I took a bomber up 5,000 feet, put her into a dive,
and... You flew a dive bomber?
Certainly. What are you laughing at?
You're the only man I know who blacked out on a merry-go-round.
That only happened once. I was reaching for the brass ring, and the buckle broke on my safety belt. Anyway, Larry, I'll tell you more about it later. Let's have your song now.
Okay.
Hey, Benny.
Now what?
Remember the time you stuck your head out of a porthole and you couldn't get it back in?
Flanagan, look at...
For 2 weeks, we had to stand on the dock and throw food at you. Cut the head out.
Larry, go ahead and sing. Throwing food at me, they could at least open the eggs, you know.
And it's just a thrill.
was A Prayer Away sung by Larry Stephen. Very good, Larry. And now, kid, as I started to tell you, after I perfected the dive bomber, I came
back. Hiya, Jackson. Hello, Libby. You clowns getting any laughs?
Oh, hello, Phil. What do you hear from Vermouth, Vermont? Huh?
All right, Jackson. So I made a mistake last week. That can happen to anybody.
I know, but it was written right in the script. French Vermouth. And you called it French Vermont.
All right, I'm sorry.
Don't you know the difference between Vermouth and Vermont?
No, I never drank any Vermont.
You must have been drinking something.
Now, wait a minute, Jackson. You ain't going to hang that on me. I've been on the wagon for 3 months, and I haven't touched a drop.
Well, congratulations. For 3 months, you haven't had a single... Say, Phil, it's the first time I ever noticed it. You've got blue eyes. John, Mary, look.
Yeah.
Hey, Libby, give me a mirror. I want to see, too.
Phil, you can take our word for it. You're very pretty.
Say, Phil, how's your nightclub doing now that the curfew's been lifted?
Oh, swell, Libby, swell.
You know, they lifted the ban on racing, too.
That won't make no difference to me, Jackson. We never serve many horses anyway.
It may not make any difference to you, but Crosby is very happy about it. He can race his horses again.
Yeah, now that the curfew's lifted, they won't have to come in by midnight.
Now, kids, I don't want to change the subject, but you know, next Sunday we're broadcasting from San Francisco. And we're leaving tonight, so I want you all to... I'll take it. Hello? Long distance? Just a minute. Mary, it's for you, Plainfield, New Jersey.
Oh, it must be Mama.
Yeah.
Hello? Hello, Mama. I was going to call you right after the show. Happy Mother's Day. It's good to hear your voice, too. Where's Papa? He's in the refrigerator reading a newspaper.
What?
Oh, all the other lights have burned out.
What a family. How's your sister, Babe?
I'll find out. Say, Mama, how's Babe? Oh, for heaven's sake, when?
What happened, Mary?
She got her nose caught in the vacuum cleaner.
I knew she could do it.
What's that, Mama? You couldn't remove the vacuum cleaner, so you sent for the head of the FBI? But, Mama, it's a different Hoover that makes those.
I wonder how she breathes with that vacuum cleaner on her nose.
Mama, how can Babe breathe with a nose stuck in the vacuum cleaner? Oh, you keep it running.
Look, Mary, we're doing a program.
Mama, I've got to hang up now, so I'll write you along. What's that, Mama?
Mary, please.
Cousin Bobby got out of the Army under the new system?
Well.
Oh, Mama.
What is it, Mary?
Mama said Bobby's been overseas so long, he was discharged and had enough points left over to buy a ham.
Your mother's a card.
Well, goodbye, Mama, and happy Mother's Day.
You know, Mary, I like your mother. In fact, today we should all pay tribute to the one person to whom we owe so much. As for myself, I can say all that I am today, I owe to my mother.
Now, wait a minute, Jackson. You ain't going to blame any sweet little old lady on that.
So just take your vermouth and go back to Vermont. Now, kids, as I started to say before...
Hey, Sammy, when are you going to get to that clever stuff?
What?
You know, that part where you go...
Wait a minute. I don't do that. You're talking about the commercials.
Yeah. That's the stuff I like. Where those guys rush out and say, "Price yours, yes, sir, you bet. Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the job."
Wait a minute.
And that train cricket you got.
Cricket?
Yeah, the one that goes tick, 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 tick.
See, I always thought a man did that.
When are you going to get to that?
That comes later at the end of the show.
Well, hurry up. Get through with your stuff, will you? You're holding things up.
All right, Flanagan. Sit down. Now, kids, I started to tell you we're all meeting tonight at the station a half hour before our train leaves. I got to run home now because I got some last-minute packing to do.
What time is it now, Jack?
I don't know. My tattoo isn't running. I mean, my watch isn't running. Now, Phil, you and the rest of the gang finish the program and see that nobody misses the train.
Okay, Jackson.
So long, kid. See you later.
Now,
Yes, sir, I'm late, and I've got to hurry. Come on and help me, will you?
I've already started packing for you, boss.
Oh, swell. How far have you gotten?
Well, I've packed your iron capsules, Scotch emulsion, cod liver oil, yeast tablets, aspirin, sleeping pills, Benzedrine, hair tonic, blood tonic, nerve tonic.
Now, let's get these...
Eye drops, nose drops, ear drops, cough drops.
Now, let's get all
the... Corn pads, bunion pads, heating pads, shoulder pads.
Now, let's...
Vitamins A, B, C, D, and L, F, M, F, D.
Good.
Boss, if you really need all this stuff, you better not go.
I'm going anyway. Now, pack my shirts while I go in the bathroom and get the rest of my toilet articles. Let's see, toothpaste, toothbrush, shaving cream, razor. Let me see. Oh, Rochester, when did I put a new blade in my razor?
New blade? Let me think. Oh, yeah, I remember. It was D-Day plus six.
Oh, then this blade is still good. But I'll take along a new one. Sometimes they break. Now, let's see. Shaving brush, face lotion, powder, gargle, throat spray, sympathy soothing spray. Now, getting away from it. That's Cole Porter writes beautiful lyrics. Well, I guess I got everything. How are you doing, Rochester?
I'm about half done.
Good. And say, Rochester, I've been meaning to tell you. I might be entertaining some important delegates from the conference, like Anthony Eden. And I want you to be very dignified.
Dignified?
Yes, I want you to speak with a broad A. You know, can't, don't, command, and so on. Now, repeat this sentence after me. I can't dance this afternoon as I have pink on my pond.
Oh, boss, this is so silly.
There's nothing silly about it. Now, repeat it.
Okay. I can't dance this afternoon as I have paint on my pond.
That's very good, Rochester. And remember it when I'm entertaining in San Francisco. Now, let's get on with the packing. I'll take my socks and put them in a small bag and put my handkerchief. Answer the phone, Rochester.
Are you there? This is the residence of Jack Benny, star of the cinema, legitimate drama, and wireless. Autograph photograph, two for a shilling. Men of the Army, Marines, or His Majesty's Navy, half price. Hey, come again. Oh, this is most distressing. Most distressing. Right home, I'll tell it. Cheerio, pip, pip.
Who was that, Rochester?
Your tailor, sir. He said you can't dance this afternoon unless you pay in advance for your pawn.
Now, cut that out. You don't have to begin till we get to San Francisco. Now, you finish packing while I go into my vault and get some money. I need a new drawbridge. Well, I better cross over the moat to the safe.
Oh, who goes there?
Oh, it's only me, Ed. I want to get into my safe.
Oh, it's you, Mr. Benny.
Yes. Well, we're having very lovely weather now, Ed. It's spring again.
Spring? That must be nice.
By the way, Ed, I've got some good news for you. The war in Europe is over. Germany surrendered on Tuesday.
Oh, that's wonderful. Did they catch the Kaiser?
No, Ed, that was... Oh, I'll explain it to you some other time. Right now, I'd like to open my safe.
Very good, sir. Shall I put on my blindfold?
Of course not, Ed. Of course not. I trust you. Now, let's see. The combination is right to 45, left to 160, back to 15, then left to 110. There. Battery is weak. Now, let's see, how much money will I need? I'll be in San Francisco for 10 days. There'll be hotel bills, meals, entertainment, tips. $15 ought to be enough. Maybe I should take 20. Nah, if I take a lot, I'll just spend it. I'll take 15. But then again, maybe I'll need 20. Oh, well, I'll play safe and take 17.50. There.
Goodbye, Mr. Benny.
Goodbye, Ed. See you in the fall.
I'll be here.
Well, come on, Rochester. We better hurry to the station. My gang is here.
Train leading on track one for Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga. Train leading on track five for Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga.
Rochester, check my bag. I'm going over to the information booth to make sure about the time our train leaves.
Yes, sir.
Pardon me. Are you the information clerk?
Well, what do you think I am in this cage? A bird of paradise?
Have to run into him. Look, I'm going to San Francisco.
Well, well, don't tell me the La Brea Tar Pits is sending a delegate to the concert.
Don't be funny. All I want to know is when my train leaves for San Francisco. And if you won't tell
get
me...
Get your hands off my desk.
I just want to look it up. I'm
not crumpling my time table.
Then will you please tell me what time my train leaves for San Francisco?
Well, which train do you want to go on, the lark or the owl?
What's the difference?
The lark can sing, silly.
Look, I want to go on the...
on track 5 for Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga.
Oh, there's Mary and Phil. Here I am, kids.
Hurry up, Jack. Our train's about to leave.
Come on, Jackson.
Okay, I'll be right with you.
Train leaving on track 5 for Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga.
Mary, Phil, stop dancing. Our train is leaving.
We'll be back in just a minute with a very important message. But first, here's my good friend, L.A. Speed Race. If all it's too loud, you didn't even know the little bit of the little bit of the little bit of the little
bit of the little bit of the quality of product is essential to continuing success. Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. And that's quality where fine quality counts, right in the tobacco itself. Yes, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. The finer, the lighter, the naturally milder Lucky Strike tobacco. So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike. So round, so firm, so fully packed. so free and easy on the draw.
The famous tobacco auctioneers are on tonight's program, and Mr. L.A. Speed Riggs of Goldsboro, North Carolina. And Mr. F.E. Boone of Lexington, Kentucky.
Sold American.
This is Basil Rysdale speaking.
L.S.M.S.T. L.S.M.S.T. L.S.M.S.T.
Farm tobacco makes a fine cigarette. So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike. So round, so firm, so fully packed. So free and easy on the draw.
Ladies and gentlemen, it seems like more than a coincidence that Mother's Day should fall on the first Sunday after VE Day. And today, glowing tributes have been paid to mothers everywhere. At this moment, I wish it were possible to tune in on the hearts and thoughts of the mothers whose fighting sons are far away from home. From them, we would learn the true meaning of VE Day and Mother's Day. They probably wouldn't express their feelings in a lot of fancy words. Perhaps they couldn't. But then they don't have to, because we can see in their faces not only sorrow and anxiety, but courage and faith. Mothers who have given the most and asked the least are doing the hardest job to be done in war, staying at home, waiting. So today, our thoughts and prayers are with all mothers, as well as the hope that by next Mother's Day, their Johnnies will have come marching home.